The budget approved yesterday would not pick up two-thirds of the cost of public schools, and nobody on the Joint Finance Panel tried to change that. In fact, both Democrats and Republicans all supported the exact same level of state school funding as was proposed by the governor. Where the sides differed substantially was in how much money they would let districts raise on their own in local property taxes. Racine Assembly Republican Robin Voss wanted schools to be entitled to less.
And if they realize they need more resources than what we are able to afford, they get to go and ask the people if they believe extra money should go towards something that's incredibly important like our schools.
The plan Voss backed would have meant about $300 million less for schools compared to the governor's budget. Democrats defeated the move, saying it would have amounted to a cut given the rising health care and energy expenses districts have to deal with. Racine Democratic Senator John Lehman says forcing districts to go to referenda ends up tearing communities apart.
Who suffers? It's the kids in the schools that don't get to benefit from the programs. And in the long run, if we're not turning out the same kind of product into the future, the whole state of Wisconsin suffers from not having that educated workforce.
The extra school funding that cleared committee yesterday would amount to a less than 2% increase. It still needs the full legislature's approval. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.